So we were up to Perek Yud Gimel. So we're still in Eov's speech. And Eov, Kidarko, gets very angry at people who seem to think that they know what God wants from the world, but he's convinced that they don't, right? That they are. Right, so that's what he starts with. Hain, kol rata ayni, shama azni v'atavin la. My eyes have seen this. My ears have heard it. I've understood it. Meaning everything you've said, I got it. Now, if you remember, the Malbin Lashitato had a very interesting read of this whole unit. I know it's been a bit while, but right, what was the Malbim's basic take on this whole unit? Which was, you keep saying that the key to everything is to realize that people don't understand anything. Right? But he says, Al kol eila lo tuchal lomar shesechal adam eino masig emet, v'neishin o masig ratam uchashim, lo midad verim etzvam. Right? You keep saying, well, human beings only have sense perception, so we can't know the truth. He said, you can't say that kol eila verim isakti b'chushi, mein chuzerot shek. He said, I see things. Then I heard people talking about it, so I know they heard it. How could you say that all people have the same mistake, that none of us understand anything? But and I understand it. He's like, it's not stam, I see it. I process it. I understand it. You can't just escape this by saying, and you can't say that you understand it differently, just understand it differently than me. Why? Because everything you understood, I understood. Right? And the Malbim continues, we all the same. Basic quality of knowledge. And don't tell me you're better than me. Why do you think that you are better than me? Right? Why do you assume that your knowledge? Right? So it's right. Meaning, it's basically it's double. Which is one, you claim that no one understands, but then you understand. When I say that I do understand, you say that I don't understand as much as you. But that doesn't work. Right? Either. Right, your first claim is that no one understands everything, which I think is wrong. The second possible way is you could say you just understand things better than me. But what proof do you have that you're smarter than me? Right. Now, Rashi has a little bit of a different take. He says, the Rikara, I'm looking at, right? He said, what was it that you've been saying, which is that no one understands anything compared to God? He said, I get that. Right? Second argument is you claim that human beings understand nothing compared to God. He said, I agree with that. That doesn't mean we can't say anything. Right? You don't get to tell me that I don't have a right to say something. That I don't have a right to articulate my opinion. That I don't have the right to challenge. They don't have a right to a response, right? Which is going to be much of his emphasis here, right? And then obviously more things need to say. The Ralbag already summarizes here is that he's going to accuse them, and this happens throughout the book, of thinking that they're on God's good side by defending God, where Eov is going to constantly double down on the fact that God doesn't want lies. And therefore, for you to just pretend that everything God did is just, if it actually isn't, so then that's not good. That's not good either. Yeah. Second. And that, but that leads to Pasuk Gimel, where he says, "Ulam ani el Shaddai adaber v'ocheach el el echbatz." He said, "All I want is a chance to make my case to God." Which again, what was he saying before? Right. So one possibility is again, you think that we can't understand something. No, I can, and I want to make my case to God. Right, the Svarno says the point is I want to know the truth. Right? Meaning I know that what you're saying is false. He said, maybe God does have a response, but it's not what you're saying. Whatever it is, it's not what you're saying, so I want to talk to God. Right? That's what I want in this story. And then, right, the Malbim highlights, and he says, "Ulam achiluv shabina v'nechem mashad datchem biltim maskim ledani enu mitzaras agom mitzara avasig." Right, again, following his own approach, which is that the critique is you think that people don't understand things. He said, "Listen, the difference between you and me is not just rak ba mitzara tachlid emse masher sam nulanu matara b'vikuchenu." He said, "The reason we have a different that we disagree is because we have different goals. What is your goal? To defend God at all costs, true or not. And what's my goal? Ani matarav kochi mashadaber v'etekech huel shaddai. Let's dig and go mitzad shu shaddai. V'ra'ui shemin hagatolo te'avel." Right? My goal is to justify God's justice. Right? So what's the difference? Is that you're willing to lie. You're just defending God. So you're just saying things like, we don't understand. I agree with you. God is just, or should be just. And therefore, the only thing that I will take is, right, a defense. V'ulam atem tofle shaker ofei elil chulchem. And you people are just liars. Right? That's all you want, right? You just spew lies, right? I care about what the truth is. And he says furthermore, right, in Pasuk Hey, he says, look, mi tein acharish tacharishun v'di lachem lechochma. If only you'd be silent, that would have been wisdom. Now, why? So either he's just telling them, shut up. But the Malbim Lashitato, what do you think he's going to say? Is your whole argument was man can't understand anything. Well, if you believe man can't understand something, then be quiet. Right? Right? Meaning, mimad of shach. If you think that people can understand things, then let's have a debate. If you think man can't understand something, then be quiet. Because the only way to actually show with integrity that you think you know nothing is to stop talking. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Right? Listen to my critique of you. Right? And now the Malbim says, he turns to his actual critiques. Is what do I have to say to you? Hala el tadabru avla velo tadabru remia. Right? Does God want you to speak in lies? Is that what he wants from you?
He
said, what you're saying is actually corrupt. Because what did Eliphaz say? Eliphaz had said, as Malbim understood it, that even if you didn't do a big sin, maybe you did a light sin. He says, okay, that's not just. You're defending God by saying, I'm not perfect, but what you're implying about God is therefore he punishes even little sins in terrible ways. So it's just. That's not just. What do you think you're doing? Right? That makes no sense. And according to Bildad, as we saw in the Rambam, is that maybe I'll be, right, God thinks that everything will work out in the end, that if you get punished more than you deserve, that you'll be rewarded later. God will, like, pay you. You can't make a trade like that without asking someone whether they want that, right? Everything you're saying to defend God is itself injustice. Right? Are you showing favor to God, fighting on his behalf? Would it be good for him to, right, search you out? He said, if God would look at you now, right, and judge you, he would find you to be liars. And, you know, with the way you think God punishes people who sin, you don't want to be Liars. God will punish you. Right? I'm telling you, for what you think you're defending God, no, what you're doing is just lying. So God doesn't like liars. God's majesty will terrify you. His dread will fall upon you, right? Meaning if you think, you don't understand, you think that you're defending God, but it's not true, right? You've just posited this extremely vengeful God. And in the meantime, you're doing that by lying. You think this is going to work out well for you. Zichronechem mishlei ifer ligabe chomer gabechem. Right? Your memorials will be like ashes, your eminences, whatever will be like clay. Hacharishu mimeni vadabra ani viyavor alayma. Now he says one of his harshest, right? These are one of his very harsh moments. He says, listen, be quiet. Let me talk. What's viyavor alayma?
Come what may.
Right? Exactly. He's like, listen, I appreciate your concern, but you know what? Let me talk to God. If he wants to punish me, fine. I don't need to suffer twice at the hands of you idiots and God. Right? I don't need to suffer more. I will take whatever God takes. He says, Alma esai b'sari v'shinai nafshi esim b'chapai. He says, what? Because now he describes his suffering. Right, and he says, "Let me tell the truth about how things, how bad things are." Right. And the Malbim, just in the previous pasuk, said, "Listen, you wanted to say something, you wanted to defend God. Fine, you've said your part. Now be quiet and let me talk." And this is what I'm telling God: God, why am I suffering so much that my life is in my hands, that I have to chew my own flesh? Right, things are like terrible for me. And yet, he said, despite it all, even if God kills me, I still have trust in him. I never said I don't trust God. I believe in God, right? We're very clear on this, but I will argue, right? Just because I believe in God doesn't mean I'm going to take it lying down. And that's what I'm saying. I trust God no matter how bad things are. This isn't fair. Right? And the Mitzudot say something very interesting here. They said, don't think that because I'm crying, I've lost my hope. And I don't fear God anymore. It's not true. Even if God would kill me, I'd hope for me. Right? I am the frumest of the frum. Right now, Tarchina put on his source that Shlomo Ibn Gavirol in his poem Keter Malchut, right, invokes this as part of his poem of faith, right, which is Elokai Imavonim Niso Gadol Matas Elishimcha Gadol. If my sin is too great to bear, then what will I do for your grave? Imlo Ochil Rachamecha. If I don't hope for your mercy, Miachus Alai Chutz Mimcha. Who will have mercy except for me? Right, even as I'm suffering, I recognize only you can have mercy on me. Lachen Im Telani, because I recognize that, right, it's a moment of deep faith. He says, listen, at the end of the day, I can only hope on you. Even if you would kill me, I still hope for you. Because who else am I supposed to hope to? Right, this is from Ibn Gabirol. I would just hold on to you until you have mercy. Right? And I won't let you send me away until you've blessed me, which is Yaakov stealing from, or Yaakov to the Malach, right? Stealing from that. Zechorna ki chomer asitani ve'ila lo nisitani. Malbim takes this differently, which is not, I will have faith, hope in death, which is, oh, please, I have hope in death. Kill me. Just kill me. He said, hachi irashi teleni gedarai nego. What am I afraid he's going to kill me? Alo, alo ayachel. Not I hope to God. Right? The Malbim reads it, not that I hope to God in death. It's, I hope for death. Right? Halozot tochaldi. That is exactly what I would like right now. Shema her lamiteni. Please kill me. Kadesha Vadami Nasura Makashim of it. Right? And the Ralbag, right, as we saw before, said, what does it mean I hope for him? Right? Is I will hope for him even as I'm yelling at him. Even if God would kill me, I would daven for him to save me. But that won't stop me. Aval darki ochiach v'chol. Oz El Panav Kilo Lefanav Chanef Yavo, because the last thing I will be is a suck up, right? I won't flatter him, right? And he says, listen, Hashem Yibrach, you maintain the way, God will kill me. I'm sure he will kill me. But still, I will argue with him because that is what human beings do. Right? Meaning, I don't think that arguing with God will save me, but it doesn't matter. Right? It doesn't matter. I don't care. Right? This is what human beings are supposed to do. And he says in Tetzayin, "Gam hu li lishua kilolav anavchanev yavo." Right, he is my savior. I will not be a flatterer. Shimu shamu mi leitiv achaviv aznechem. Right now he says, "Listen, right, just listen to what I'm saying." Hineina arachti mishpat yadati kani yitzdak. And I'm telling you, I'm going to put more in my judgment, and I will be true. I will win. Mi hu yarevim adi ki ata charish ve'agva. And who is going to come against me? Right, that I. Because then I would hold my peace and die. Right? He said, I'm not doing that. I'm going to say my peace. It doesn't matter. Right? Only two things I'm asking you. Don't do that I won't hide from you. Right? Take your hand away from me. Don't let your terror make me afraid. Right? Meaning, listen, just let me have an argument. Don't stop me from arguing. That's all I'm asking. Ukra vanochi ene oadaber vashivani. Right, then call and I will answer, or let me speak and you answer me. He said, I don't care who starts the conversation, me or God, but we're going to have this conversation. Right, tell me my sins. Tell me, how many do I have? Right, let's just do this. Let's set down, let's put down the cheshbon. I want to see. Why? What are you doing now? Right, what is he saying? What's worse than God punishing him? Hiding his face from him. Right, and you have this a lot in Chumash. Right, it even worse than punishment is hester panim, is the conviction that God has no relationship with you. He says, listen, that's worse. Alani daftaros vedkashya veish tirdof, as a driven leaf. Right, this is Milton Steinberg wrote a book about Acher, right, a fiction book about it. Right, are you harassing a driven leaf and pursue dry stubble? Right, I'm nothing. Right, what are you doing? Like, why? The Malbim says they used to write on leaves, and he's saying, like, why are you writing my bitterness, right, on me? Ki tichtov, right, based on the next pasuk, ki tichtov alai mirot v'tarisheni avonot, right, that you're writing these bitter things against me, but the Malbim reads it not against me, but on me, right? Why are you chasing the leaf just to write torture onto him? V'tashem basad raglai v'tishmor kol chotai al shir shai ragli tidchakeh. You put my feet in the stocks. You watch all my paths. You draw a line around the soles of my feet. Right, meaning anywhere I go, anything I do, you're following me. Hu kirakav yileh kiveged achalo ash. But I'm wasting away, right? Like something rotten, like a moth-eaten garment. Right? It's just not worth fighting me, right? Just let me talk. Yeah. Now the interesting thing, just one last point, is Dat Mikra says, right, that in Pasuk, right, Tedvav, right, it almost sounds like, right, he's like approaching cursing God, right? But he doesn't. Right, why? Because even when he's yelling at God, he's saying, God, help me argue against you, right? Meaning, this is evidence of the Satan's failure, that no matter how angry he gets at God, he insists that he believes in God, that he believes in God's justice, that he wants to argue with God, and he's asking God to help him argue against God, right? So even in these dark moments, Satan doesn't seem to succeed. Okay, it's 9 o'clock, 9:01, sorry.